Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink, cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like me and rhymes.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
You know, the sheriff was brought up. I talked to the sheriff about this and whether he would support this resolution. Well, he told me he fully supports this resolution. Illegal immigration is a serious problem in Santa Rosa County and the United States of America. And again, Sheriff Bob Johnson told me that I'm allowed to say that he fully supports this at this meeting.
And this business about I talked to the sheriff and the sheriff 100% supports this, I'm telling you folks, someone is lying or not being fully honest, because I've spoken with the sheriff too. And the sheriff told me he thought this was a harebrained idea, and the sheriff's department does not enforce immigration law.
So that was the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting from a week or so ago. Maybe it was a little more, about a week ago, a week and a half ago. And this whole business of the immigration statement, the declaration that Santa Rosa County was is against illegal immigration and that they're not welcome here. And so SHU and James Calkins introduces this as a pure political stunt. In clearly an effort to try to gin up some kind of attention for himself, which he succeeded at. You know, a lot of people paid attention to this. And, oh, look at that. Interesting stuff, which is kind of what he has done throughout his whole tenure as a county commissioner, is not actually do governing, but instead, you know, raise these harebrained, ridiculous, out of his lane political issues that don't have anything to do with county governance, that have everything to do with state issues and or federal issues. But that's been his brand all along, is let's talk about things that are unrelated to your daily life and things that just get people worked up and emotional and create drama. You know, I absolutely love, I mean, it's so amazing to watch Commissioner Calkins behave, because he, on the one hand, he likes to, you know, do all of these crazy, silly issues. And then when they create, you know, drama, all he says is, you know, oh, well.
We don't need to be bringing llama drama.
That's all you are, sir, is 100% llama drama all of the time. That's all you are all the time. So in the context of this illegal immigration silliness, he says, well, the sheriff told me that he totally supports this. And Colton Wright says, the hell he did. I've talked to him and he didn't say that. So we had the sheriff on the other day, and when I introduced this topic, I was talking about it, and before I kind of officially brought him on, he talked. You could hear him over me doing the intro. All right, so somebody lying. Somebody lying.
Yeah.
You had, yep. Yep, somebody lying. So who was it?
I will tell you exactly what I told James Calkins, and it was not what he said. He told me about this thing that he come up with, and I said, number one, James, we do not enforce federal laws like that, immigration laws. We can't. That's to the federal government has to do that. I said, I support a closed border and legal immigration. And that's all I said to him. I never said I totally support his idea. I never said anything like that, even close to that. That was the only thing that I said to James Calkins.
Wow.
That I do support a closed border, which I do, and mm-hmm. I do support legal immigration. But we don't enforce immigration law, so you have nothing to do with that. And for him to say what he said, that was incorrect. And, I said nothing of the sort.
So Sheriff Johnson tried to tell James Calkins that, what the hell are you doing? This is none of my business. This is none of your business. Of course we're against illegal immigration, and of course we're in favor of legal immigration. What are you doing? And then he went on the record and he lied about the sheriff, and the sheriff said, yeah, he lied about what I said to him. So Colton Wright was correct and James Calkins was incorrect. And, you know, he knew it and he still said it, I guess, was hoping that nobody would bother asking the sheriff, which, of course, I did, especially after Colton Wright brought it up. So I'm appreciative that Colton Wright mentioned it in the meeting that, you know, the sheriff told him something else, because I was surprised to hear Sheriff Johnson say what he, you know, what James Calkins claimed he said. Anyway, so back to the actual discussion here. Again, James Calkins bringing up this, you know, kooky notion of, you know, some meaningless, toothless paper declaration of his opposition to illegal immigration.
This resolution in no way affects or says anything about legal immigrants, about folks who follow the law. It specifically says it in here. What this resolution addresses is illegal aliens, illegal immigration.
Sure, true. And if you read it, the text of it says, you know, we welcome illegal immigrants and we are oppose illegal immigration. It's bad for us. And, okay, but why? I mean, why would you bother with this? Like, you might as well have the water board pass such a resolution. It's so completely unrelated to county government. It has nothing to do with you. Not a single thing to do. Other than, in an election year, he thinks that the voters are so stupid that this will work them up and get you to think, oh, that James Calkins, man, he's a real conservative. But, you know, these other people who voted against this, they must not be real conservatives. They're all conservatives. And real conservative is not the guy who can say the loudest, stupidest, least interesting, most unnuanced things about national issues. The conservative is the person who understands limited government, who understands keeping government in its proper place. Because the way you expand government is not always just by whether you raise or lower taxes, but by having governments try to do things that don't have anything to do with their business. Mind your own business. And James Calkins is like, I'm going to mind everybody's business. We're going to talk about abortion. We're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about illegal immigration. We're going to talk about everything we can possibly talk about except actual county issues. And I gotta say, kudos to Sherry Chapman, about with whom I almost never, ever agree. She's just a citizen, okay? She's a high participator. She's always got her hand raised in class, right? If there's a county meeting or a city meeting, she's always going to be up there at the podium. And 98% of the time, what she says is ridiculous, okay? Entertainingly so. I mean, she's got a flair for expression, but she got this one dead right.
When I saw this resolution, I was stunned. First of all, preaching from the diocese about less government. Dude, this is more government. This is just the opposite.
Dude, this is more government. This is you growing government outside of the lane of your responsibility. I mean, understanding things like government governs best closest to the people, and understanding that, you know, what does a local government do? What does a city government do? What does a county government do? What does a federal government do? What does a state government do? And he has no idea. He doesn't care. Every issue is my issue. Every issue to create llama drama and to get you worked up. And again, because he thinks, I'm just telling you, this is a campaign strategy, because this is how we got elected the first time. I'm going to make guns my issue. Which, there's an open question of whether James Calkins has a concealed carry permit or not. Nobody knows, and he's never been willing to answer the question. All the other commissioners do have them. At least they did at the time when this came up a couple of years ago. And I asked him, do you have one? He's like, I'm not answering that question. Why wouldn't you? If you have one, and if he doesn't have one, Why wouldn't he have one? Open question at this point. So he's the gun nut? No. But he believes these are the issues that get voters riled up, which is what this is really all about. And he thinks you're too dumb to think about good governance and who understands the role of government, limited government, who's really thought through the issues of what government should look like. He just thinks you get keyed in on high drama, you know, touchstone issues, and that's the only thing you're going to care about, even though the county government has nothing to do with this issue whatsoever. So, luckily, okay, Colton Wright and Kerry Smith and Ray Eddington less so, but Kerry Wright and Colton, Kerry Smith and Colton Wright both called him on it and said,
James, my question will be, why this?
Yeah, what does this issue have to do with anything?
And as a follow-up, why not create a resolution for everything that is possibly illegal out there? Board of County Commissioners, resolution against shoplifting. Resolution against drinking and driving. A simple question. I'd like to hear your response, and then I'll follow up with some comments.
We are against littering. I mean, just, yeah. Why not a declaration that we believe in all the laws? Why this particular one? Okay, so here's the story he tells. And this is such a great example of the problem. Here's the story that James tells.
Thank you. This was an issue addressed to me by citizens. It was a problem. I got a message probably about 3 weeks ago that this was going out on social media, and it was a message. I'm going to read the message. It says, approximately 120 what look like illegal aliens, military-age men without families, dropped off by a bus at Love's on I-10 in Baghdad, Florida, right by Milton last night. Okay, so I got this message, and me as a county commissioner, what can I do about that, right? We could only do so much.
Okay, so there's a bunch of military-age males. You mean 20-year-olds? I mean, what a loaded bit of language. Military-age males dropped off at the Loves, let loose on Santa Rosa County. Thank God somebody like James Calkins is keeping us safe from all of these military-age males at the Loves. Okay, and then he says,
at least we can put out a message saying that no, illegal aliens are not welcome in Santa Rosa County. That is where it could have an effect. Maybe they'll skip Santa Rosa County because they heard that we don't support this. So that's the way it could help.
The power of the Calkins will stop them. They'll hear about it. You know, in Guadalajara, they'll hear about that James Calkins in Santa Rosa County. And then, oh, you know they won't stop at the Loves anymore if they hear about me. So then he goes on this big, long rant about D.C. being broken and referencing Matt Gaetz and all of this stuff. And Colton Wright says,
they started, E-Verify finally became law. The sanctuary city.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you still didn't answer the question.
Why this? Why now?
I mean, that was magnificent. I get it. You dropped lots of names and went on and on and on. But and I'm sorry for everyone, but this is going to be a long meeting. All because of this one issue. But I'm going to give you a lesson in leadership.
What a total waste of staff and public time.
So you did not answer the question. Why this and not every other thing?
Okay.
I know why. Okay, because you didn't answer, so you obviously don't have an answer. I know why. The answer is because you don't care. You don't care about all of these things. This is simply a political stunt. I'm sick and tired of it.
Okay, but back to the core issue that was brought up of these scary military-age men at the Loves, middle of the night, dropped off, threatening Santa Rosa County. What should he have done? Well, I mean, before going out in public and using all of this loaded language to get people riled up about scary military-age men from Mexico or whatever, maybe he could find out whether that's actually what happened. Because there is a commissioner on the board who did that. Kerry Smith heard the same thing. Somebody called Kerry Smith and said, hey, I heard about these scary men being dropped off the Loves in the middle of the night. So Kerry Smith did what you do if you're a responsible commissioner. He tried to find out what was going on.
When you brought up the point with the 120 legal immigrants that were at the Loves truck stop, I, for one, looked into this. I, for one, had a state representative, the sheriff's department, and some citizens that brought this to my attention in the conference room. And we ascertained that these were people coming in on an H-1A or an H-2A visa just coming through town. But you're going to use it as a spark. We're getting invaded. They were stopping to use the restroom on their way to South Florida. So these are the things that are just, you know, when you come up and you start shooting from the hip. I did do the work. I did hear the complaints, and I did set up the meetings.
Oh, you mean you did your job? Whereas James Calkins didn't, went on you know, a public comment here in the commission meeting, lied about what the sheriff told him, and either lied about this or didn't bother to find out the truth about this and just tried to get people where I got a killer story here about these illegal immigrants, these military age men getting dropped off at the Loves and invading Santa Rosa County. You know, I'm not allowed to swear on the radio. But there's a word we use for this. It's a synonym with nonsense, okay? I'll just put it that way. Elections have consequences. You get the government you elect. There's two people running against James Caulkins. You know, you got Rhett Rowell and Jerry Cooey. Primary's going to make all the difference in this race. That's going to be it. So, you know, you vote accordingly. Oh, by the way, thank goodness three of the commissioners, Ray Eddington, Kerry Smith, and Colton Wright, said, this is so dumb. This is so outside of our zone of responsibility. You're ridiculous. We're not going to do this. Now, it's interesting because they also said, you know, if you want to just send a letter to the president saying that we disagree with your border policy and you want to, you know, just do that. I mean, we're actually on board. Communicating with other layers of government is something that governments do. But putting out some fake nonsense, virtue signaling, ridiculous, you know, declaration about the position of the county in order to make yourself look tough on whatever for people you think are too dumb to figure this out in an election year? No. No, we're not going to do that. So thank goodness for them standing up and saying this is so dumb. Here's the excellent. We all know what's coming. He's going to be campaigning on this and saying that these people are not conservatives. They're rhinos. He said it in the meeting. I'll get to that later. Because, again, he thinks you're too dumb to understand all of this. 527 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Save thousands at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. See the largest selection of major brand hot tubs and Michael Phelps signature swim spas up to 50% off. Free Yeti cooler to the first five hot tubs and a free outdoor pizza oven to the first five swim spas sold daily. Financing available with payments as low as $79 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds this Thursday through Sunday. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the Octagon. It's called Rex Kwon Do.
There's gotta be a record of you someplace. You gotta be on somebody's
place. Dietrich Bader's part in Napoleon Dynamite is not big. But it's awesome. I love his part in Napoleon Dynamite. 529 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning. Hey, David, what's going on?
Well, Jamaica bracing for Hurricane Beryl today. The National Hurricane Center's latest update predicting that storm will pass over or near Jamaica today. It's currently a Cat 4 storm with sustained winds of about 145 miles an hour. The Supreme Court has decided not to hear a case over whether social media sites should be held responsible for what users say. That case involves a Texas teen who was groomed by a science teacher over Snapchat. The family sued Snapchat, saying the site enabled the abuse. And the FDA approving a new Alzheimer's drug. It's by Eli Lilly. It'll be sold under the brand name Kisunla. It was approved yesterday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, the The other social media law, the one that Florida passed a couple years ago and Texas passed, also the Supreme Court basically has sent that back for review about the extent of the law and to what degree it may or may not infringe on First Amendment rights that are owned by the companies that host these platforms. So that's a still to be decided one.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden meets with a group of Democratic Party governors today, some at the White House, some joining virtually. Fox's Doug Lazater.
This meeting between the president and a group of Democratic governors is designed to try to quell some of their fears about continuing in the White House, much less defeating former President Trump.
Well, President Biden, a campaign fundraiser in Virginia last night, blamed last week's poor debate on too much recent international travel, saying, "I almost fell asleep on stage." Former President Trump will now not be sentenced in New York City next Thursday.
Judge Juan Merchan postponing sentencing to September 18th, writing, "If such is still necessary." The judge is now considering whether to toss out Trump's 34 felony convictions for falsifying business records on the heels of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Merchan will make his ruling on September 6th.
Fox's Brian Yenes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy and 78 degrees in Pensacola. Two teenagers have been arrested for the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl in Montclair earlier this month. 16-year-old Glenn Janes III is charged with negligent manslaughter and also tampering with evidence. A 18-year-old Michael Falater is charged with accessory after the fact on those same charges. This comes after Cayenne Thompson was shot in the head. This was June 3rd at a home on Montclair Road. Investigators say Thompson was shot while lying on a mattress. According to reports, witnesses told deputies that Janes was playing with the gun when it went off. After the shooting, Janes, Falater, and another witness reportedly fled, burned a pillow taken from the scene, and threw the girl's phone into a random yard. Pensacola police say a man has died after shooting himself in the head near downtown last night. It was reported yesterday afternoon at about 4 p.m. near Cervantes and L Streets. PPD spokesman Mike Wood said the man shot himself after being pulled over by a Pensacola police officer. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. No additional information has been released. Well, career source Escarosa hosting a career fair tomorrow geared specifically towards the military community. They call it the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair.
We go out in the community and we find employers that would like to be to participate mm-hmm. with the understanding that, you know, veterans, military spouses, and transitioning service members are going to be in attendance. They might not be work ready just yet. However, right. they still have a lot to offer.
And that is Elizabeth Marino, and she says the fair is open to military veterans, spouses, and dependents. It's taking place from 10 to 2 at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium at 4530 Spikes Way in Milton. Representatives from over 30 employers are expected to be on hand for that. Three new housing developments have been approved in Escambia County. According to the News Journal, the county's Development Review Committee approved plans for those developments in Cantonment and both Northwest and Southwest Pensacola. In total, three developments will bring about 332 homes to the area. Enclave at Bellaterra will bring 58 single-family homes off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. Eagle Point will be located near Klondike Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. That'll feature 145 homes, and 129 more will make up Skyhawk Landing near South Loop Road. Now, people trying to get out of the route of Hurricane Beryl have now arrived in Florida. Hundreds of evacuees yesterday from Jamaica landed at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in South Florida. One evacuee said he couldn't sleep the night before because he was worried he wouldn't be able to get out in time. People around the state being inconvenienced by an outage affecting birth and death certificates. The Florida Department of Health has now been dealing with server issues for about a week. The department originally expected that outage to last 6 hours for a storage migration. Right now, there's no word on why the system is still down or when it could be fixed. 5:35, our next news at 6, and breaking news anytime. Right now, we've got 79 degrees. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The FDA has approved Eli Lilly's Alzheimer's drug, donanemab, expanding the limited treatment options for the mind-wasting disease. The agency approved the treatment, which will be sold under the brand name Kisunla, for adults in early stages of the disease. Nearly 7 million Americans have the condition, and it is the fifth leading cause of death for adults over 65. U.S. new vehicle sales rose only slightly in the second quarter, despite larger discounts and slightly lower prices. Sales were only up 0.1% compared to a year ago, as still high prices kept many potential buyers out of the market. That is according to MotorIntelligence.com. Plus, sales were crimped in late June when cyber attacks knocked out software from CDK Global. Auto industry analysts say they expect prices to drop even further, and there's a possibility interest rate cuts would make taking out a loan for a new vehicle more affordable. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
My son.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mugier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
We understand now we have an individual because we know we have a victim on Harris Boulevard. We know we had shooters. We know we had 40 rounds that were fired. We are chasing killers at this point, and we are not going to stop. Our boat, we launched two of our drone units. We also commandeered a couple of boats last night, and so the people at the fish camp over there, I want to say how much we appreciate them doing the right thing and helping us catching these murders. And
of course, that was Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, at his press conference last week dealing with this shooting of an elderly woman on Harris Boulevard that then led to a chase and a pit maneuver and people jumping over bridges and the canine jumping over the bridge after him and all of that stuff. We'll get to all of that over the course of the interview we did with him yesterday. Sheriff Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good to have you back. Great to have you. I did just one thing you said there. And the only reason I started with this, because I wanted to make sure not to forget it, you said commandeered some boats. It was my understanding that police do not have authority to commandeer vehicles. It's something you see in the movies, but it right. cannot actually happen in real life because you have things like property rights and all that. But I'm guessing you meant, well, we asked for them and they gave them to us, not like we took them.
Yeah, well, what we did was, you know, we didn't have to because the people up there at the fish camp were more than willing to help us out and to help us search and... you know, we told them what we were searching them for, and a lot of them saw, you know, obviously lights and sirens are going up there towards a bridge, and then they kind of see what's going on, although it's difficult to see everything from below the bridge. You know, you can't see everything up on the bridge, and on the bridge you can't see everything below the bridge, just from visibility standpoint. But yeah, when I say commandeered, I meant we used some civilians' boats.
They helped.
And they were actually still driving the boat. They were still, you know, running.
Okay.
They were just giving us rides.
Passengers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. That makes more sense.
At the time, I was like, okay, how do I describe that? We just jumped on some good citizens' boats, and they were helping us out.
So this, you know, this story, we'll actually talk a little bit more about this quite a bit, but because we have other stuff to get to. But this story is unbelievable. It's horrible. You had a woman shot, mm-hmm. who I am assuming was an unintentional victim. That's not even who they were trying to kill on Harris Boulevard.
That's right? Our understanding, yes.
Okay. And this is a very, very bad little enclave of town, Diego Circle, Harris Boulevard. We have a lot of incidents there. ShotSpotter is there. Which you said, because you talked about ShotSpotter alerting you to this. 40 shots fired, video of the guys with the guns out the window and their arms.
Right, we showed that, correct.
I mean, it's... And the real-time crime center, you know, all of those things combined to put your deputies on the scene in a chase that then had outcomes. But the technology did its job, right?
It did. Again, we it's that connection of technology with, you know, just good old-fashioned police work and courage, quite frankly. As you recall, we had the shooting. We do not believe that the 70-year-old victim was the intended target of the shooting.
Right.
I do have to inform you, as of I think yesterday, she passed. Mm. So we'll be working with the state attorney's office on upgrading the charges on the two of the three that jumped over the bridge. So when I said that we were chasing killers, we knew that someone was very seriously injured. And again, I said this at the press conference, and I will continue to boast about the men and women of the sheriff's office, because there were deputies who were right behind this individual, and they knew the information. They knew who they were chasing. That's the one thing that people sometimes forget. It's one thing, say, you know, any traffic stop could turn bad because you don't know who you're stopping.
Right.
In this particular case, the deputies that were right behind them, they knew that we had, I think, 40 shots fired. They knew that's typically not one gun. They knew there were a couple people in the car. And again, they knew at any time that they could stop and they could come up with a weapon, because we knew they had done that before. And how desperate are they at
right.
that point? So, yeah, I'm always going to talk about how brave our deputies and canines are.
Now, in this case, they did not ever fire from the car during the chase, right?
No, not from the car.
But you found serious weapons.
Yeah, we posted some pictures. One was like a happening now, and then we reposted them, and we showed them at the press conference that, yes, they had 223, a longer weapon, assault-style weapon.
Yeah.
And then we had two handguns. That's an
ammunition size, for those of you who don't know, the kind of ammunition that an AR-15 fires.
Right. It's a longer one than a typical
5.56, but that's that type of ammunition,
same
right?
Same type of thing, yeah. Right. Yeah, so anyways, we found those in the car. And again, you could see, we showed the picture, but you can see from some of the video still shots that we showed, it's the car. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a stolen car. It's using a drive-by. They're running from the cops. And then who would have thought, though, that they'd stop at the bridge and just jump out over the bridge? And I'll be honest, I hadn't realized just how high that bridge was. You know,
yeah,
you go over it and you
it's
see
high,
it's pretty
yeah.
good. But when I went out there that night, because in big situations, I typically go out there and make sure our guys are okay and canines are okay.
Right.
And when I looked over the edge, my first thought was, whoa, that's a long drop right there. And that's why we weren't sure if the third individual, the suspect, actually survived or not. But he obviously hit a softer area, because a lot of marsh and some water and some not so wet. But there was just a lot there to deal with at one time. There was the one that we retrieved from the water. There was one that we were doing CPR on after his fall. There's a canine we're fishing out of the water. There's a lot of things that we were doing at the same time, and he obviously escaped, but we didn't give up. And then we caught him in Laredo.
Yeah, which is also amazing, the interagency cooperation out of state in Texas. I mean, that's great police work. It's and just for people who might, there are questions people might have, and I think it's just worth understanding. Even before, and unfortunately she has since passed away,
right.
So now you have that additional charge in this case. But even before that, you were charging with felony murder because in the commission of a felony, if somebody dies, everybody who committed the felony that involved the death, even though in this case it was a death from jumping over the side of the bridge and dying down below, everybody's involved is a felony murder case.
That's correct. Yeah, even if it's one of your allies, because that individual died during that commission, we did charge them with felony murder. But again, that's going to be up to the state attorney's office to raise that to murder. I would think it'd be first degree murder. You're driving around there, and you end up shooting and ultimately killing a 70-year-old woman who was just sitting in her front yard. So, you know, it's my I've been discussing this with Commissioner May about getting some money for more cameras on this area. We obviously have a camera we have a couple cameras there, but to really be effective with integrating with our real-time crime center, I think that it would be better if we have a few more cameras in that particular area.
I was talking about cameras and talking with Commissioner May. And see, to me, that's part of the thing that's amazing is they know this is, I mean, they could reasonably infer that this is a ShotSpotter area. That's not a secret. Cameras, all of that. And it still doesn't deter. It doesn't deter the behavior. They're still willing to do this. What will deter the behavior?
Well, I do think that it helps us to catch the bad guys.
Them.
If it doesn't deter, and I do believe, based on some of the stuff that we're hearing, that there is a deterrent factor there, that they're a little less likely. And in this case, they had pulled the jackets up over their face so they couldn't be seen. And so my assumption is they knew that there was a camera that would be there. That's why they're stealing cars, not using their own cars, because they also know that we might be catching those. And this
they're treating it like a bank where they feel like they need to
Because they know that there's surveillance.
There's going to be surveillance. Yeah. Okay.
And again, the technology you talked about, the real-time crime center, the ShotSpotter, we get the indication of it. We got the indication it's a stolen car. We know that connection. And I think that it certainly aids law enforcement and helps us to know, like I said before, you could see, like I said in the press conference, actually, you could see what type of car you're looking for. Even though you hear a stolen car, you get a description of it. You also see that on your screen. And as a deputy, you can kind of we have the ability to send that out. So you know that, hey, that's the car that just passed me going the other way as I'm responding to the scene. So they can quickly turn around and try to follow the bad guy, because they knew that we had cops going. We had a number of officers going to the scene to render aid, whatever aid we could.
And it was clear from the press conference and from the video, too, that, I mean, Streeter's a rock star. K-9 Streeter's a rock star. And maybe sometimes to his own detriment, the dog went after the guys over the edge of the bridge, 30 feet to the ground below. But,
Our dogs have one job, and that's to catch the bad guy they're directed to go after. And I guess the thought on Streeter's mind is, there he is. I see him. And our body cameras, you don't really see we don't have a body camera on Streeter, although it might have been a great video had we done that.
Yeah.
But so we can't see exactly when Streeter kind of locked on to them. But you can see we stopped it just as the dog was leaping over the bridge. But because there's not much else to see after that.
Right.
That was pretty much
just a bridge.
Yeah, he did what he was. He was a brave dog. I don't know how many other dogs would have looked over and said, I don't know about all that.
Peeking over, do an assessment, get on the slide rule. Yeah, go.
Well, actually, if you see the suspects get out, and a couple of them look over and they decide to go different, a little farther
up. Right, two went left and one went right, I think, if I remember. But
So I mean, they were making that evaluation, but Streeter didn't care. A bad guy went over there, I'm going over there after him. And again, I asked Deputy Stimwell, I said, well, how much water training do you do? I mean, how good a swimmer is he? He said, I've never put him in the water. It's just the natural, I guess, the natural ability to swim, which I'm glad
he was
still.
And in the gear, too, because he's wearing a vest, which is hard to swim in, right?
It's a harness more than a vest. But, yeah, he was able to swim. And the good thing is that when he hit the water, it didn't knock him out. And he was able to, even though he was injured. And he did have to stay overnight for observation. But he's a tough
no,
dog.
No kidding. We had there's a lot that could come out of that. But and especially you had drones that you were using. I mean, the chase we didn't even get into. But up and down Palafox, across I-10. I mean, just all over town. And these are scary things. And all kinds of they had weapons. They're engaging in a chase. They're known attempted murderers. They are. you know, anything could have happened, like, you know, movie scene kind of stuff. And this was sort of in the end, but thank God not as awful as it could have been. So,
well, and we always evaluate how long do we chase and who do we chase. And in this situation, it doesn't really get any more serious than this. What we felt like, and reasonably so, that we can't let these people go. These people are a danger to society. Right. We understand that. And so we obviously were going to pursue them. And I also encourage our deputies to stop as quickly as they can. So as soon as they got an opportunity, as soon as the deputy got an opportunity, I think it was Deputy DeVelez, was able to he tried to pit before the bridge. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, you're in a situation where you got to go now because the car was, I think one of the tires went flat and going over a curb. And so there was an opportunity there to go ahead and get it done. So it took it three different times. And he was able to, as you saw in the video, able to stop the car and just did a terrific job.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's great police work in a horrible situation, so which is what you guys shine at. I did want to ask you just briefly the Dreamland Skate incident. What, a four-year-old's having a birthday party and a couple of adults start shooting at each other?
Yeah, let's adults, I guess we'll call them adults.
Well,
instead of idiots, but
older,
you know what?
People who are not minors.
exactly. You know, originally it was reported as a drive-by shooting. It was not. What it was is exactly what you just mentioned. It was a four-year-old's birthday party, and two adults can't get along, and both of them retrieve guns. Both of them start shooting at each other. Originally, we evaluating it, see if maybe it's a stand your ground type thing on one or the other. But right now, we have one identified, and we think we know who the other one is. But we want to make sure we do it before we put these warrants out. But we're going to arrest them. We're going to catch them. I'm hoping right now to thinking, man, that was a dumb thing. I just ruined my life being stupid, and that's you know, ruined life may be strong, but you know what, you may go to prison for a long time. So
right.
I'm not sure what your expectations were, but you fired indiscriminately into a crowded parking lot, and I haven't seen the video yet, but that's the description that I hear, and I'm going to look at it probably when I get to the office, and I'll maybe be able to give you a little more explanation, and hopefully they'll be arrested by next week anyway.
We do have a couple of good news notes. You graduated your Citizens Law Enforcement Academy, and also tonight I think you're having another commencement, right?
Yeah, we're graduating a lot of things. We had our second Law Enforcement Academy graduation about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and we have tonight our Female Blazer Academy graduation is taking place at Sanger Theater.
That's the Citizens Law Enforcement Academy.
No, the Police Academy about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it
and
is.
And then last Thursday, we had our Citizens Law Enforcement
Academy. You have all of this happening.
We have all this stuff going on.
We're getting new cops.
We've been very busy.
Blazer Academy tonight.
We have so much going on at the Sheriff's Office. So much with our engagement, so much with our enforcement. It's just, you know, it's a pleasure to be the Sheriff of Escambia County.
Man, I mean, and as you and I have talked about before, innovating in ways that other agencies are copying because they say, hey, that's a great idea. We should do that. I mean, that's the mark of professionalism, and also that you're doing something that other law enforcement agencies recognize. Wow, that's a really good thing, like the Blazer Academy. And now for women as well, that you'd been doing
right.
A couple times. Second class for
this
women?
This is the third female class, and we've had about five or six male classes. I'd have to go back and count.
Outstanding. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, sir, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care.
Absolutely. 5:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about working on a home improvement project and you want to know where to get your gear or to get advice, because, you know, it used to be like, you know, decades ago that you would go to a store and you would ask them what you needed for anything. You know, hey, I've got this problem to solve. What furniture do you have for me? I've got this problem to solve. What clothing solves this problem? Like, that's kind of your approach to the experts who were working in the store. And then over time, you started to realize that they're not experts. And a lot of times you knew more than they did, which is not great. And in hardware, same thing. A lot of times you go and you ask and then you realize pretty quickly, oh, they really don't know anything. And so you just kind of look for yourself, right? I mean, we've all had this experience. Pensacola Hardware, you won't have that experience. You'll go in there, you can ask them, how do I solve this? And be like, okay, here's how. And, you know, maybe you catch somebody who's brand new in the job, and they're like, oh, I'm not sure, but let me ask, and I'll find you the person who does know, because that's what they do. Great advice to help you avoid doing it wrong, having to redo it later, all that kind of stuff. That's true whether you are an amateur home repair person, like me, or whether you are an expert construction professional and you build houses for a living. They can help you solve your problems. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out today at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
It's the 2024 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio Pensacola. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11, or stream it on your phone to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhirter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, Pro Health, and American Leak Detection. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on News Radio Pensacola.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
It's adorable. Oh, it's so fetch. What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
It's like slang from England. 557. Fetch is not going to happen. 557 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We mentioned this once yesterday, but it was such an irritant for such a long time that I'll give it a couple of mentions today. BJ's has fixed their lights. The lights aren't strobing this morning. Don't you kind of feel like almost a part of you is missing now? When you come into work, like, oh, the alien light show isn't happening. So kudos to them. Yes. We had I think somebody who works there had texted me yesterday and let me know, and you know, I appreciate that. So I asked what was the problem, and they said, you don't want to know. I do kind of, but okay, anyway. So that's all solved, and no more people flying over taking videos of it for national embarrassment or whatever. But I guess it's all fixed now, so that's good news. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The rave is over.
Yeah, exactly.
Rudy Giuliani being disbarred in New York. A state appeals court made that ruling yesterday. Giuliani was once renowned for taking down the mob in New York City, but will no longer be able to practice law.
Did you know he had like a $130 million judgment against him for lying about election workers and causing them like bankruptcy? He's in bankruptcy. No. He's getting the Alex Jones treatment. It's really interesting. And also that, you know, he lied about election stuff, and that's why they said, yeah, you really can't be a representative of the court and also do this. So, yeah.
Former President Trump's sentencing in New York is being postponed until September. This comes after his lawyers filed a letter with the judge looking to set aside the recent guilty verdict. That sentencing is now being delayed until September 18th at the earliest. And yesterday we were mentioning that Paramount was looking for a company to merge with. Well, Skydance Media has now reached a tentative agreement to merge with the parent company of Paramount. That new deal has been given to a Paramount Special Committee for review.
Okay. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Blackwater Pirates put on the Great Milltown Duck Race on July 4th. That's tomorrow. Holy smokes. It's tomorrow. Independence Day is tomorrow. That's amazing. 5,000 rubber ducks race for a winner. You can be there 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
An arrest has been made after the fatal shooting of a teen girl last month. We'll have more on that after this update from Fox News, local news at 6:05.